Tuesday, November 15th. Article: Pros and Cons of Studying in Groups. Studying in groups has its pluses and minuses. When all members are on the same page, it's a thing of beauty. But it must be to your benefit. Group study allows you to see different points of view, but the key is to know when to hang with the group and when to fly solo. People can pick each other's brains when studying together. Discussion brings out the best in everyone, allows access to other viewpoints, and consequently broadens your mind. This leads to a deeper learning experience because it opens new avenues of discussion. It can be a win-win for everyone. Studying together can be done in person or online. It breaks the monotony of studying alone and makes you stop putting off what needs to be done. It forces you to be attentive to what others are saying and provides a system of checks and balances for ideas. This gives you the kick in the butt you need to study harder. But as with everything good, comes some bad. Studying together can be draining. Conversations get sidetracked, and this can put a damper on efficiency. Studying alone allows you to focus on the task at hand and breeze over things you already understand. You can spend more time on the points you need to review as well.